AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. House Democrats are forcing a showdown with the Senate and the White House with their $4.5 billion proposal to help migrant families being held at border detention facilities. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Every member of this body has a sacred moral obligation to protect the human rights and the lives of vulnerable families, no matter who they are and from whence they came. They all are God's children.
But Texas Republican Congresswoman Kay Granger says this legislation is too narrow in its scope.
The bill before us does not provide Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Defense, or the immigration courts with the funds they need.
The head of Customs and Border Protection, who had expressed sadness over the deaths of six children in U.S. custody, has announced his resignation. Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify before two congressional committees investigating the Russia probe. He was subpoenaed and agrees to testify publicly on July 17th. In Illinois, it will soon be legal to smoke marijuana. Governor J.B. Pritzker signing a bill allowing recreational and medicinal use.
As the first state in the nation to fully legalize adult-use cannabis through the legislative process, Illinois exemplifies the best of democracy.
He will also offer pardons for those who've been convicted of pot offenses. The new acting Pentagon chief says the Trump administration is aiming to convince allies to work together to ease tensions with Iran.
This is not Iran versus the United States. This is the Iran certainly versus the region and arguably the broader global environment. So we need to all work together.
Mark Esper's in Brussels for a NATO meeting. Conference Board says consumer confidence took a dip this month over trade wars and tariffs. The Dow closed down 179 points. AP Radio News. Authorities now say the driver who crashed into a group of motorcyclists in New Hampshire Friday, killing seven people, should have had his license revoked because of past violations.
23-year-old Vladimir Zukovsky waived his arraignment on negligent homicide charges. According to the criminal complaint, he was driving erratically and crossed the center line when his pickup truck, towing a flatbed, collided with the Marines and their spouses on motorcycles. Merrimack County Sheriff Scott Hilliard, who lost a deputy in the crash, says Michael Ferrazzi's family is distraught.
Deep sadness and mourning. Father, grandfather, husband.
Records show Zukovsky's been stopped twice on suspicion of drunken driving in the past 7 years. I'm Julie Walker.
An American Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing heading to Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.